Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
We're here with Emma Willman. Emma, you're the best.
Listen, oh, stop it.
Here's the thing. We're very similar.
Yeah.
We have...
I appreciate that. I mean, I...
Yeah. There was... We went to a bathhouse the other day,
mm-hmm.
and you were eating cabbage with your hands, and everybody was picking on you for being a gremlin, and
yeah.
it was the first time I've ever been in an outing with women where I'm not the one getting dogged. And it was...
I'm happy to take that bullet
so
first.
Great. And then you immediately lost your locker.
Three times.
Yeah. And we're using your phone to find your locker.
Yeah, I have a tracking device in my keys. So I was like going in and it's like beep, 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 beep. And I think after the second time, it was like people were just kind of like, all right.
But how did you not, how did you get your phone out of the locker?
I took it out because I was going to pay for it. You weren't supposed to have your phone out of the locker at this place. So
okay.
I guess I broke the rules.
Yeah.
I broke the rules.
So you took it out. And was it in the bath with us?
It wasn't in the bath with us, but we went up to get something to eat. I took the phone out.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's when I lost my wallet. That's when I lost, couldn't find my locker the first time.
Okay.
Because what I was going to do is I was like, I'm going to remember it. That never works for me.
No.
No short-term memory. Like no, I went to the gym and my phone died. So I just wrote the locker down in my hand yesterday night. Because I was like, I'm not going to remember it, you know.
Do you ever have this with jokes where you'll think of a joke and you'll be like, okay, write that down. I'm going to remember it. I'll remember it later. And then later you're like, it's completely gone.
I swear to God
yeah.
that I have really good jokes that's the thing.
Yeah.
And then I only remember the okay ones.
Yeah.
I swear I'm better than I am. I just don't remember it.
Yeah. It's
really
fucked up.
The first time that happened, this is going to sound nuts, but I went to a summer school for kids with learning disabilities. And I was walking around. I swear I wrote a really good rap song. And I didn't write it down, but
yeah.
I swear it was a banger.
Yeah.
But no one ever heard it.
I have it all the time. We have very bad ADHD. I remember one time we had a joke that was the same. And
oh.
I always use this as an example of when people say somebody stole a joke. I'm like, me and Emma Willman both had a joke.
Is it the Adderall joke?
It was Adderall that we were basically like, give the people...
At
if
the factory,
a short,
yeah, because
yeah,
someone
Adderall.
Wrote on my thing that I had taken that joke from you, and I was like, no, I didn't.
Same with mine.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, we're both riddled with ADHD.
Totally.
Muscling to get Adderall.
Yeah.
And came up with the exact same thing. Like,
which is saying, give the people at the factory the pill.
Yeah,
yeah
do
totally.
What you need to do or
right.
I'll kill myself.
100%.
Yeah. And that I use that example all the time because I'm like, sometimes comics are
right.
just similar people.
100%.
Because we're all fucked up.
Going through something. Going
yeah.
through
we
stuff.
We all go to a wedding and write down 1,000 jokes about the zeitgeist at the wedding.
I'm going to a wedding this weekend. I hope to God that happens.
Yeah.
I really hope.
Well, usually what happens is people come back with the same joke, which is the bachelor... The groomsman is like, he's a stupid fag, little dick prick, da 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 da. And then the woman gets up and does the bridesmaid speech.
I don't think
and
I've ever
like,
heard
I
that.
I love her so much.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah,
whole,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it's hard to ignore it because it
right.
does happen.
These stereotypes are coming from a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm also very addicty, so, like, Jordan gave me one of these things.
Yeah, Zins.
Now I want to have, like, 10 of them.
Yeah, they're...
It tastes good.
I know. The coffee flavor's good.
Yeah.
It really stains your teeth, though.
Really?
Didn't you have teeth stuff for a while?
Oh, man.
I mean, you're like the funniest person. Literally, she would just go on Instagram and I would just follow her tooth journey.
Oh, so
where
honored.
She'd be missing a tooth and you would just be talking to the camera being like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. It was this mayhem.
You know, when I look back on that now too, I hope that I would handle it differently now because what happened at the time was I was having all these problems and I just was not pausing to be like, let's assess this. Like, I went to this dentist that I was going to was categorically like not good. Like they were like, I'd be like, when can I make another appointment? And they'd be like, we don't have any time, so we're going to call you and you have to like get it right in here. And I'd be like, okay. So I'd be like on call to go to the dentist. They didn't have transparent pricing. They'd be like, yeah, we don't know what it's going to be until after we do it. And then the price would like wildly vary.
Yeah.
So these are huge red flags.
Yeah.
And I kept going because I liked the surgeon guy because he liked Cat Williams too. And we would talk about Cat Williams. So I then think he's funny because he's reciting Cat Williams jokes. This then goes on to the point where I get like some really botched jobs. And my girlfriend's like begging me. She's like, this is psychotic. And then they did this thing.
This is Kanye. Isn't this what happened to Kanye? Crazy.
He kept
going to the same guy because he was giving him good drugs or something?
Probably.
You were getting canals?
I had to get some my veneer. I got these veneers, which were they like whittle down your teeth. And then they put new ones on top of them.
Did you ever see your teeth when they were tiny?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Oh, I not only see them, I was walking around with a snaggle tooth for a little bit. I know. It was so bad. It's crazy.
Do they look like your original teeth?
No, they're all fucked up, man.
Wait, what are? The veneers?
My original teeth.
Your original teeth are fucked up.
Because they whittle them down to little snaggle tooths.
But what made you get veneers to begin with?
I'll tell you, I got veneers. So my mom, which I don't know anything much about your mom besides what you've talked about in your comedy, so I'm very like interested.
Okay.
But so, because I was curious if you ever got made fun of as a kid for it.
For having lesbian moms?
Yeah.
It wasn't that I got made fun of it. It was that kids couldn't come over. Oh. And I couldn't figure it out forever why they
Because their parents were not, because you were hiding it?
Because the parents were like, I don't know what goes on in that sex house.
Wow.
Because if anybody's gay, they immediately think of the sex.
Right.
That's happening.
I know. I even do that sometimes too.
Yeah.
Like when I see two gay guys, sometimes I wonder who's the top and the bottom.
Totally.
And stuff.
It's crazy. Whereas a hetero couple, you're like, they never have sex. It's
right.
They never fuck.
Because now that I've watched so much straight porn, and I watched this porn, not to ADD it too much, I watched this porn recently with this like new sex position I'd never seen straight people do.
Yeah.
And it's called Amazon. It's like the guys. I'm going to show you because I don't know how else to do
it. Okay, great.
The guy goes like this. Hold on, sorry. The guy goes like that. And then the woman rides him, but his legs are up. So the guy is in the submissive position because he's like this. And then the woman straddles him in some way that his legs are pinned up. And then she rides him.
How is the dick so long that it can go?
She like angles it. It's like he is. Are you and then she goes this, and then he puts it up in her.
Okay.
And it's like the woman's more dominant in that position because he can't move his legs out.
Okay. I like that.
I liked it too. But now that I saw that, I was like, oh, I wonder if I'm going to be looking at straight people wondering if they do that.
Yeah.
But
I stopped watching porn. I'm against it.
I'm really I feel like I should because it's messing up my dopamine flow.
Really?
Yeah.
It's messing up. I feel like it fucked me up where it gave me like body image issues. And then
really?
I got addicted to like jerking off, and now I stopped jerking off, and now I'm almost like sexually anorexic a bit.
Interesting.
So I'm just trying to keep all of it away.
Well, my sex drive is way down.
Because
like, way. I think it's my Zoloft and my Wellbutrin.
That'll do it.
So
you're on Wellbutrin and Adderall.
Well, Vyvanse. But I only take my Vyvanse like 4 times a month now.
Really?
I actually took a little today.
Nice.
Yeah. But I think that it's muting my sex drive, and I went off my antidepressants and my Zoloft 3 weeks ago. And it was good until it wasn't good.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it's messing up my sex drive. And then my girlfriend was like, well, when you don't take it, it messes up my sex drive because you're so miserable.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
But
because you get depressed or you get anxious?
I was getting kind of both. Like I was like,
but cunty? It's
not really irritable.
Okay.
Irritable. I guess cunty.
Yeah.
Irritable, I say.
Yeah.
We're masculine.
Yeah. Yeah. Cunty's tough.
I can't even play cunty on an audition.
Yeah.
Or bitchy. I don't know how to like. Like, yeah. I can be mean, but not like, I don't even know what bitchy would be like. Ew, gross zins.
Yeah, bitchy would be, I just do an imitation of my sister, where she's like, can you please shut the cupboards when you open them, or did you want to leave them open for everybody to just kind of see what's going on in there? That's what
my sister's a bitch, too.
Yeah. Like, my sister's like, knows, she's like, I am the bitch. She owns it. She's like an amazing real estate agent.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, my sister's like super type A.
Yeah, yeah.
Very. Like we swung the opposite ways from like the chaos of our family. So she's like super organized, and then I'm like what I am.
Is she femme? Same.
But she's straight.
Yeah.
She's as straight as I am gay.
Like
she's so straight that in high school she had gay friends, and I was kind of homophobic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, I remember my friend Margot's mom's best friends were lesbians. and they'd be at the house a lot because they're best friends.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, why are they, like, are the lesbians going to be there like that?
Yeah.
But that makes me, so that's
super gay. Because you were hiding it.
So yeah. Hiding it.
When did you come out?
College.
College?
Yeah.
Did you have like, oh, you did have like long hair. You were kind of femme?
I tried my hardest and I had boyfriends. I had boyfriends. I did hand jobs. I did blow jobs.
Wow.
I had sex a couple times.
Hated it?
I hated it.
Yeah.
It was not for me.
Because you felt gender dysmorphic doing it?
I definitely did, but I didn't know that term at the time. I felt gender dysmorphic even in lesbian relationships though, before. Like,
oh yeah.
Like, I remember being with this girl, she's really attractive, and like I had kind of figured out what I liked in sex, but wasn't really communicating it. And I remember like she was like, oh, I can't wait to like get inside you or something, and that I didn't like that.
I have gender dysmorphia until I'm around lesbians. Like if I'm around feminine women, I'm so dysmorphic. I'm like, I'm really? A guy. I shouldn't even be here. I'm the goalie of the girl hang.
Right.
Like, I shouldn't be around. And like around you, I feel totally my identity because I'm basically femme. You know what I mean? Which
right.
Like I'm able to just be a masculine woman. But around feminine women, I'm like, I'm not even of your fucking planet.
That's
I don't
so
even know who you are. It's bizarre. But
it
like around
bizarre.
My mom's, I'm like, they're like, oh, look at your dainty girl hang.
Right.
Whereas everybody else is like, damn, you know, like.
Huh.
Because they're like, you know, my mom has like, always has like a Sawzall attached to her and is making fun of me for being
What's a Sawzall?
Just a giant saw, that a reciprocating saw that has a big thing that comes out that you can just hack through walls with. She's very intense.
She's in on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know, that's interesting though that they wouldn't, I didn't like to have friends over because my parents were divorced. So I was like, didn't want people to come over because of that. And I felt like it was like weird because we grew up in this giant dome in the middle of the woods.
Dome?
Yeah.
Like a Bucky dome?
Like a circle.
Like
it's like a big circle and it had like, it was like a circle.
Is it, have you heard of Bucky domes?
No.
Buckminster Fuller created all those. Was it like tiled or was it
no,
like.
No, it had, my
like
dad was a carpenter, more like a yurt. He built this giant dome and he put like windows on the top of it, had a fireplace right in the middle.
It's like a wigwam.
It was a kind of, yeah.
That's awesome.
It was pretty cool.
Where in the woods?
Deep in the woods in Maine. He got 60 awesome. Acres for $100 an acre back in the day. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Does the dome still stand?
Still stands.
Wow.
He's still out there. He's still in the dome.
Is he remarried?
Super remarried. So with my parents, because I put together like pieces with your parents from your stand-up.
Yeah.
But with my parents, they got divorced. My dad, I would say, like kind of a womanizer. So he had, I would always call them my stepmoms, but he wouldn't usually marry them.
Same.
Really?
So many girls.
Yeah.
Is your dad kind of hot?
He's very charming.
He's charming. Is he rich?
He does. He
He's a carpenter. They just
So he had some family money and he like manages it really well.
Okay.
And he would spend money on the women. But I wouldn't say that would be, I think it's because he's like.
Woodsy.
He's woodsy, he's charming, and he's very, like, he's smart.
Yeah.
You know, is your dad really
My dad
looking?
Was cowboy, hot, carpenter, poetic, writer,
broody. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Forget Weed, about it.
Very high.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
What kind of porn were you watching that gave you body dysmorphia?
It's just the women who are like, ying.
I see.
You know what I mean? Where you're like, why are we going full Chinese? This is crazy.
I don't like those porns.
Me neither. It's real. And when the girls are just like sucking the dick and they look like they are loving it and they're just like, it just makes me think of the men that I date watching that porn and me being like, I don't stand the chance.
So I didn't like those either too because it felt like it felt fake and I want real. But if I feel like they're sucking it and they do really like it and the guy really likes it, I like that.
Yeah, if they're like an amateur couple porn.
Only
yeah.
amateur. Yeah. I want desire.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. That's the only thing I give a fuck about is desire. Like someone wants to get fucked and then someone has to fuck them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
but
I like.
The finding those, you find a couple that you like and then you
yes.
go down this like rabbit hole to try and keep chasing this couple, but there's only so many.
Yeah.
You know, so then you just end up being like, all right, I guess I'll settle for this porn.
Totally.
Porn crazy girl.
Next thing you know, you're watching fucking whatever I just demonstrated.
Yeah.
This new thing where I was like.
It's also sociologically as a comedian, very interesting. Like you'll watch it and you'll be like, I almost justify sometimes when I watch porn as like. I'm like, this is like hilarious. You know what I mean?
I hate when they try to make jokes in porn.
Yeah.
I hate that. And I hate if someone seems not that, I hate if there's any type of pun or something, click. Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah, totally.
But it is funny because it's so fucking, it's just crazy. Sex is crazy.
It's crazy.
Two people or however many people like mushing their bodies around. It's just like a lot of stuff.
And how people think that they're like some evolved creature because they have advanced sex stuff. Like I have right. friends who do threesomes all the time and they're like holier than thou. And I'm like, meth heads fuck. Every chimps fuck. Every animal fucks.
I'm taking this off because it's getting hot. I don't know it if it's is important, hot. But it gets. Have you ever had a threesome?
Yeah, I had a threesome. It didn't go well.
I've never done it. I could never.
Wow.
I would never.
Wait, even if it was too hot?
Never.
Really?
There's a couple things that really make me nervous. That idea of that, karaoke.
I hate karaoke.
I hate karaoke.
What I do is I take the microphone and I pretend like it's a guitar and sing.
Okay, that's cute.
That's what I do so it's not near my face.
Cute.
That's the move.
That's yeah. a good move.
Yeah.
That's a good move because yeah. I'm not doing it. I feel nervous. Like I can't sing.
I don't I hate it. I also just feel a little normie when I do it. I'm like, we should be playing Settlers of Catan at my apartment.
Would you ever not tell people that your parents are gay? Like, would you, like, hide it? Good for you.
No. I mean, when I was little, you couldn't hide it because my mom was dropping me off in a pickup truck.
Right.
You know, and it was like,
get in the car.
Had a bandana right. on and a tool belt.
Wow.
But it was, the problem is my mom and my dad were like, everybody wanted to fuck them.
Wow.
Like, and if you weren't trying to fuck my dad, you were trying to fuck my mom, and they were pulling the hottest women in town.
Damn.
Yeah. And that was like, that was the thing that was tough, is you'd go over to dad's and you'd be like, who is this bitch?
Right,
she's
I know.
Like walking around in underwear and she's so hot and I'm like a fat mall goth, you know?
I was a big kid too.
How were you fat?
Jordan, food to me was my earliest substance.
We both have the food. You have the food issue.
I have the food issue.
As bad as me.
There's almost no, I feel weird like claiming it because I've worked on it so much now, but there's no way I don't have, like I know I have disordered eating that I now, I guess, don't because I've like, I feel like I am in like a healthy-ish rhythm of it, but food to me, that was like the first thing, the first line I crossed was with food.
Yeah, me too.
Like
cereal? Crazy.
I remember being like, I have a binge eating disorder because yeah. of the cereal.
The cereal is a huge issue.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I walk in. I used to eat them so much, I'd have my mouth would be like cut up yeah, on the yeah. top and I couldn't stop.
Honey Bunches of Oats is by far the best cereal.
What the fuck?
It's so fucked up. It's
and Swiss rolls.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude. I would do like, my dad just used to get canned fruit because he was mm-hmm. like, I need fruit for the kids, and I would just yep. drink the syrup.
Me too.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
Oh, crazy. When the divorced dad cookbook, yeah. I'd be at my dad's when he'd be like in between women and it would go, because we'd have whatever food the women were cooking, which would be good.
Yeah.
Like, I remember he had this one woman, she was such a bitch, but she made, it was like pasta, it was something, Alfredo.
Yeah.
She was so good at that, but she was so mean.
Would you sabotage the relationships?
I tried to. I did with one, and yeah. she. I wished I hadn't, because she wasn't the first one. So when my parents got divorced, my dad had an affair with this woman, Carol, and I was so mean to Carol.
Yeah.
But in retrospect, it wasn't her fault, but I blamed her for. So I would call her like, I'd be like, I refer to her in third person when she'd be around. Like, yeah. I'd be like, is she going to the movies with us? Like,
yeah, me too.
Her, I was mean, and then after that, the actual mean women. By then, I wasn't mean to them because I was almost like scared because I lived at my dad's house.
Oh.
So I didn't want to mess it up for him and then have to go back to my mom's type thing.
What was wrong with your mom's?
When they did the custody, they went, my sister went with my mom, I went with my dad, my brother went with his mom. So it's pretty, I know, it's pretty screwed up in retrospect.
That's like, I don't even agree with that when people break up puppies.
I know, it's
like,
weird.
Keep them in one, that's crazy.
It was crazy.
Wait, so did they divvy you guys up or did you guys choose?
My sister was like, I'm staying at mom's.
And she's then, older.
She's younger, oh, 19 okay. months younger. And then I felt bad and I was close with my dad. Like, I relate to my dad in a lot of ways. And my dad didn't have as many rules. And I don't remember if this is actually, if this is true or not, but I feel like a big part of it was, do you remember toaster strudels?
Yeah.
So he would let me have unlimited toaster strudels.
Hell yeah, yeah.
I totally. Love those things.
Yeah.
And he would like let me have as many of them as I wanted. And he got cable. So then I was.
Cable. My dad had cable. Mom
did cable.
Yeah.
No cable. Limit on the TV time. We're eating like all this like healthy food over there. So I would stay at my dad's because like I loved that combo. But that is when there was one summer where I was kind of like, you know, whatever the normal standard is of weight. Yeah. And I remember, like, this one summer, my mom was gone all summer, and she came back and saw me. And then she made me go to a doctor, and I didn't know why, but the doctor then told me I had to lose weight.
Yeah.
Because he was like, you're overweight now. And yeah. I remember crying.
I cried, too. I went to a nutritionist, and she did this whole, you know, blood work on me, and she was like, you have the insides of a 60-year-old.
Bitch.
Because I had eaten so much, and I cried. And my mom was like, we're never going back there. And then I became super anorexic, went back, and the woman was like, she was crying because she was like, I'm so happy to see these changes. And I was like, dude, the anorexia. I remember mom being like, are you anorexic? And I was like, 100%. She was like, whatever it takes. Because I was so fat that it was like, just get it off.
How old were you?
I probably was 8th grade when I lost.
Damn.
8th grade when I was super fat, 9th grade when I lost all the weight. Because I started it. Because you know the ADHD eating thing where you choose one thing to eat and you eat it obsessively?
I don't get that as much as food, but I get it with music. So yeah, I'll listen to one song like on repeat all the time.
You don't have the same.
I don't. You know what? Now that you mentioned it, I hadn't really thought about it. I have. Yeah. Like, yeah, I have had that with food where I'll be like, I can just have this. I've gone through waves of that.
Yeah.
Where I'll be like, why do I have to like put the time in to get other meals when I could just have like this one thing? And
yeah.
That was when I started pooping my pants.
Yeah.
did you know that's a part of ADD? Like,
no.
Yeah. Like bowel problems.
I have bowel problems. But
so mine are so much better now because I was like, I can't keep living like this. But I had such, I got so used. Wait, I want to tell, I have a story about having bowel problems that I haven't told anybody.
I didn't expect you to say, and that was when I started. I thought you were going to say being anorexic or getting fat, and you're like, pooping my pants.
Pooping my pants, because I remember these like, these Huel drinks that it's like a complete meal.
Yeah,
and I was like, why can't I just have these all the time? Then I don't have to think about different foods, and I was doing it and pooping my pants.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
I have a bottom of pooping my pants. I haven't told anyone it.
You have a what?
I have a bottom from pooping my pants.
What's
like,
a bottom?
Like my worst day ever that made me turn bottom. Around. Yeah.
What happened?
Okay, I'm going to tell you. Okay. So I was saying, do you know Kelsey Cook? She's a comic. Yeah. So she told me she had like, you know, she talks about IBS stuff.
Yeah.
So literally after this happened, what I'm going to tell you, I texted her and I was like, what, like, how did you get it together? And she like told me like some stuff to do.
Yeah.
Because I was like, and I was like, someday in person, I will tell you the story, but I'm going to tell this to you.
Okay.
So it was like not that long ago. It was like maybe 10 months ago. Okay. I'd been having stomach problems, but I hadn't like faced it yet, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I gotta do something. Like, I can't keep living like this. Like, it's like pooping your pants is fucking brutal.
Yeah.
So I got these like passes to do a hyperbaric oxygen therapy where you sit in this tube and they put it oxygen in your nose and you like breathe it in. And I'm doing this to heal my gut, but I hadn't like done any research or anything like about like other like don't eat the same food all the time, which I hadn't really realized. I didn't know that was an ADD thing. So I'm in there. And if you unzip it while you're in there, it ruins the whole thing. They have to get the pressure back and all that. So before I go in, I get an iced coffee. I'm drinking the iced coffee and I got like some type of snack in a little bowl, like a little plastic bowl. So I'm in there. And also
how long are you supposed to be in there?
90 minutes.
90 minutes. Okay.
So I go in, don't have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Now it's in an open place and there's like a little window on the side of the thing too. So like you can see in and out, but just like face level. So I'm in there and I'm like, I'm going to poop my pants. And like, you know, you've got like not much time. So I'm like about to be like I started tapping the thing. No one heard. And I was like, oh my God. So I kept my face like super level and I just like shimmied my pants off. I put the coffee cup under me. I poop into it. It fills up the cup. This is like 20 minutes in. I put it over there.
You couldn't leave?
I could have, but it would have messed up the pressure and the oxygen thing.
And so you would have had to pay for a new one.
I would have had to pay for a new one, but also more than that, like I didn't have to, I wasn't going to make it.
Oh, wow.
Like if they opened it up, I wouldn't have been able to make it to the bathroom.
It was that fast.
That's the problem. Like it would be like, there'd be no signal between when I think I have to go to the bathroom to just going to the bathroom. That's how my poop pants happen. Is that not how yours happens? It'll be like, you have to go to the bathroom, and then it's like, all the poop that's inside me, then all of a sudden I'm getting all the signals. Like I don't get signals. You have to go to the bathroom.
I know, the panic.
The panic.
The only time I've had that, I don't poop my pants. I don't shit for like
good.
4 days.
Okay, you got the opposite thing.
I have the opposite thing, but I took antibiotics recently, and me and Caitlin were getting our nails done, and it went full sweat, flop sweat. I ran to the bathroom. I exploded the fucking entire nail salon. We had to leave immediately.
It fucks it up. So I was on all these antibiotics. I also used to have bad skin. So I used to go on antibiotics all the time. I think that's what did in my gut.
Yeah.
But I didn't, I hadn't even looked into any of this.
So, wait, so in the chamber you-
In the chamber, I fill up the cup. Now at this point I've got some relief because I filled up the cup, but I have more poop in me. So I take out the other plastic thing. I'm like eating the food in it quick to get the thing empty. I managed to poop in that. It's like the perfect amount. There's no shape to the poop. It's steaming. It is steaming. And then I had to sit in the rest for the rest of the session in my sweltering shit, smelling up the thing, planning, what am I gonna say when the guy unzips me and just wafts of poop? So then I take the poop, I put it in my backpack, and I pray to God. No, I pray to God. I'm like, please, please, just like something happens so that the smell isn't like everyone's just like looking over at this like oxygen chamber thing being like, what is going on in there?
You said there's no shape to the poop.
There's no, it was just like liquid poop in the thing. I'm sitting in there. My phone dies, so I can't even distract myself. I just have to sit and think for like 60 minutes.
Why didn't you just leave and sabotage the procedure?
It's a good question. I don't know, because once I had pooped in it, I was like, I want to get the rest of the session.
How much is it? How much does it cost?
It's like, I think when I got the pack, it was like $110 each time, but I wanted to do the set. This is a good question. I don't have an answer for you. I don't know why I'm trying to act like there's some reason. I'm like, well, no, I got nothing.
One could argue that it might have been worse for you to just be absorbing that much poop.
It was so bad, just sitting in there. And then I was like, this is it. Like, this is my bottom.
Did anybody notice?
They didn't say anything. They unzipped it. I got out. I was like, thanks. And
there was poop in your backpack?
In my backpack, yeah.
How did you seal the poop?
I put the top back on the coffee thing. I put the top back on the food thing. I put it in my backpack. I just sat in there. And then when I got out, I threw it in the closest trash can. Bad. And I'm like, I can't live like this.
So what did you do?
I threw it out and then I...
What did you do to deal with your poop problem?
So then I was like, I have to... this has to... And then so Kelsey was like, you should take a test for SIBO, like small bacterial overgrowth, which is like a really hard test.
Is that what Tig had? Didn't
maybe
Carl had something like that?
It's hard to diagnose though. You gotta not take any, but you have to like no probiotics or anything, and then like you have to breathe into this tube. It was like kind of confusing.
Yeah.
So I like did the protocol to heal that without actually even knowing if I had that. And that's when I was like, okay, you gotta eat a bunch of different types of food, probiotics, and this is what kills me though. What I hate is it's like, oh, also if you get stressed out, that makes you poop your pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not good.
So what?
But I was so proud of myself because I was like stressed about when I did Fallon. I was stressed about it, but I had no pooping incidences before it. So that was good. Because
I had Celsius poop problem once. Oh. I drank a Celsius and I shit I had to go on stage and I was just had to hold it in.
It's not good.
It's not good.
It's not good.
It's panic.
It's
pure panic. Yeah.
It's your nervous system. Yeah. And I, now that I'm trying to learn about how the nervous system works, I'm like, oh, a lot of times if you felt like not like stable as a kid, your nervous system's in fight or flight. And then that also contributes to making it so the messages between your head and brain and stomach aren't like lined up right, because you're always in the fight or flight response.
And you think your nervous system's fucked up from a kid?
I think it was me not necessarily feeling like I felt like I was moved around a lot. I mean, I did have a good childhood in a lot of ways too, but it was like moving around a lot. And then what I was like eating.
Yeah, crazy.
Crazy, because it was just like, oh, like binge eating constantly. And then it became, okay, I'm not binge eating, but I was like just eating Huel or whatever that was. And then not having any stress coping mechanisms. Like I'd always get overwhelmed. Now I'm like, breathe. Like I'm trying to do those type of things.
Some days it's the workout. Other days it's just getting through your to-do list. Celsius has your back. Zero sugar energy drink that tastes amazing and keeps you powered for whatever's next. Grab an ice cold Celsius today at a retailer near you.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Oh my God, I'm getting to this age. Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to eat in 2 minutes, so you can feel right and feel great no matter what's great. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. Lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks. That's 1 pound a week. That's good. with Factor Keto Meals based on a I lose 8 pounds with a Okay. Based on randomized controlled clinical trials with Factor Keto. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise. You might not lose 1 pound a week. They're just want you to know. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and move more add-ons. How come I cannot?
Can you read?
I can read, but there's something hard about saying it all out. Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat. There's something weird about the way they write. I'm telling you. Because hear how I'm talking now. I can read that. Network, password, Bilber. It says Wilbur.
I can read. Look at that. That's his nose.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/RIPJordan 50% off and use code RIPJordan 50. Fuck. please include your experience. I got Factor stacked up in my fridge. I pop it out when I need it. I throw it in a microwave. I eat that shit. It says the calorie content on the side so I can beep, beep, boop, boop, put that in my fitness pal when I'm really having an eating disorder. Eat smart with Factor. Get it at factormeals.com/RIPJordan50 off. Worst promo code ever in the history of podcasting. Rip Jordan 50 off. Yo, sounds like it's a yeah, bro. Yeah.
And you just find me a pity real quick.
Yo, we're about to rip Jordan 50 off and get to 50% off your first box free shipping. That's code RIP Jordan 50 off at factormeals.com/RIP Jordan 50 off to get 50% off free shopping on your first box. I can do the tongue twister.
That's 50 or 50.
50.
FIFTY.
Oh, RIP Jordan 50OFF. Rip Jordan 50O. Thanks. Enjoy the show. This is one of my favorite ones yet.
Yeah, I went from binge eating to not eating anything, just like grapefruits and men's semen. And yep. Then a lot of sex. And then
you would count the semen as calories?
I did count.
Damn.
I did count
I get
semen
it.
Calories. Isn't that crazy?
I get it.
It's protein.
Is it?
I think there's protein in it. Yeah.
Did a guy tell you that?
Yeah. Protein. Yeah. And then I went from me doing intermittent fasting, which that's when my IBS started happening. Because I would push it till 5.
Yeah.
And then I would eat like raw vegetables, like a shit ton of carrots.
Yeah.
My stomach would just expand. And I just had to go to the doctor one time, and I just walked in crying, and he was just like, you cannot eat like a head of cabbage for dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do it.
It's like, it's also hard though, because it's like, how are we supposed to know all this stuff?
It's crazy.
I mean, someone might say, okay, well, you should know that if you do that, like, yeah, something bad's going to happen, but like, it's hard to put it all together.
I just stopped eating meat for a little while because
I've been trying to stop eat less red meat myself.
My nutritionist before had me doing like 1,000 ounces of meat a day, and it made me so disgusted by it.
Huh.
That I haven't been eating it, and I've just been doing sweet potato, kale, Greek yogurt, eggs kind of thing, and I feel so much better.
No fish, no chicken?
Fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
No chicken though. Because I don't know what's going on with the hormones, but
I know.
I don't know what it feels too like a dirty, dirty animal.
I could see that.
You know, but the fish makes me feel good. Eggs.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't know. There was something about how much chicken I was eating where I would justify overeating because it was chicken.
Sure.
And it just would make me feel super sleepy and heavy. Like turkey. It made me feel like I was eating turkey every time.
Tryptophan's in turkey.
Yeah.
It also is like, it's hard to be in tune with your hunger cues when you've had like disordered eating for so long.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, how does everyone not have disordered eating though too? It's like the messages out there and all this shit. And then it is a comfort thing And then I guess for people with ADD, something with our dopamine or something, like it's like it makes it, you know, you get like a dopamine rush from,
yeah.
And then the cycle of being like, because I used to binge eat to make myself fall asleep because I'm like, I can't sleep. And then I'll binge eat till I just like passed out.
Yeah, it's the best. Dan Soder has such a good joke about that.
Did he binge eat?
He just has a joke about his doctor being like, don't eat carbs before bed, and how he's like, that is the best time to eat carbs.
100%.
Drift off on a cloud of flour or whatever.
Totally.
It's the best. But now the thing that helps me is just hardly eating during the first half of the day and then eating, because if I eat in the morning, because I have like a heart rate of 40 beats a minute, which is super slow.
I have a slow heartbeat too.
Really?
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know.
It's weird.
It is weird.
Because I'm like surprised with that, because like I feel like I'm like kind of like a stimulated person.
I know.
My heart is like not.
And sometimes I'll get so sleepy from
it.
Yeah. It's really weird. So my metabolism is super slow. So I can eat like 1,200 calories a day if I don't want to gain weight.
Right.
It's crazy. Damn,
it's such a thing.
What do you do? What's your thing?
So now I just try to get protein, fats, carbs, and I try to be like in tune with it and just get enough protein. I still like my big thing was night eating, and I had so many weird things I would do where I'd be like, okay, I'll just like binge eat fruit at night. Like I'm like, I know I'm gonna binge eat, or I'm like, I'll have my dinner at midnight or something. Yeah. But now if I really eat enough during the day, then, and if I try, because the problem is once I get the fake sugar in me, it's hard for me to disengage.
Yeah.
Like, I go off the rails with it. So I try to, like, I have to be so emotionally centered to, like, eat, like, a good dessert and then not get weird about it. Because, like.
Yeah, didn't you get weird about it recently? Didn't something happen?
I might have.
Where I ran into you and you were like, I just went off the rails.
Could have been.
So what happens is what happens with me is I'll eat the cake.
Yeah.
At the cellar. Say, yeah. I'm like, okay, I'll have a piece of cake.
Never had the cake there. Is it good?
No, it's terrible. Never had it.
Yeah. Next time you see me, I'm like, nuts in
but
it.
Then I won't do the like go overload binge eat the sugar thing, but the great. Next day my body will want sugar so much that I'll just eat little bits all day. But you will do a like ooh, ah, ah. You'll be like, I'm off the rails, so tonight is the binge night.
If I'm not like centered, yes, but I haven't had one of that like in a long time, because now I'll like have a cookie. Like there was a couple like weeks ago where I should have seen this coming. I did a NACA, a college showcase, where you like showcase for a bunch of college kids. I was like, don't do this. This is gonna deplete you emotionally. And I was like, it's not gonna be that bad. It was 1 p.m. on a Sunday in Providence, Rhode Island. I like showcased for all these college kids. It was absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I doing? I'm going back on the train. Like, what am I doing with my life? And I like hadn't eaten enough that day. So then I have some cookies and I was like, fuck it. And then I just ate so many cookies. And then this is maybe kind of fucked up, but I called a friend of mine who's in a support group for like alcohol.
Oh yeah.
And he like talked me off the ledge.
Oh, that's the perfect thing to do.
Yeah. He was like, just like, don't like, you know, don't, you don't need to like get into the cycle of, well, tomorrow I won't do this. But, like, just have as many cookies as you want. And then so I had like 15 cookies. I felt sick.
Yeah.
And it was fine. But that's fine.
Yeah.
Or like I spent a weekend with my mom. And now that I'm in therapy too, like I'm like more noticing, like, okay.
When I go home, I eat like a motherfucker.
Because it stresses me out.
It stresses me out, and I'm standing and I'm triggered because the childhood stuff is around me. And I'm like, what did I do as a kid to deal with this? I just ate and there's food here that I haven't. I cannot have, I mean, I have candy in my house right now because somebody brought it to my house.
Mm.
And I had to just get up and leave the house because it's in there. Because I didn't want to throw it away because it's not my candy. But it just exists. Or in a green room. Have you done the Bark comedy clubs? The Tacoma.
Yes.
Those
ones. Oh, yeah, they do have a lot of candy in those
giant
rooms.
Giant drawers.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do it.
I had one, the green room at the Stanford New York Comedy Club location.
Yeah, yeah.
I was activated when I went in there. I got so sick from Kit Kats, but then I remember I had a really good show because it felt like I was like, I just didn't give a shit. Yeah. And like some part of me like likes that. I like that. I feel comfortable in that cycle.
Do you have rules around it now? Do you have like, do you obey laws? Do you have one day where you eat sugar?
No.
You don't. You're like, today, will you have sugar?
Probably not today, but like maybe I'll have like honey or like I could have some. Sometimes I'll have like a sweet thing, and it really is okay especially if it's like I can have it with like fat. There's like certain. It's more of my emotional state, so I can't put it all on the candy. It's like it's more like if I'm like feeling pretty good, if I'm not stressed about something, it's more of a stress comfort thing. So if I'm feeling like pretty centered, I can do it.
Okay,
But
do you drink?
No.
No drinking.
No, and you know the reason when I first started drinking too much,
yeah,
it was because I was literally trying to make myself pass out from drinking so I wouldn't binge eat.
Yeah. But I
loved drinking. Like in high school, like that was what kind of what made high school fun. Like I drank a lot in high school.
Yeah.
And it was
I drank
fun.
So much in high school.
So
I was the
much.
Drunk house.
Yes, yeah. Me too, because my mom was never home.
Yeah.
So I would have parties at my mom's house. We would like smoke pot, drink.
So much weed.
It was fun.
It was fun.
I think I not peaked in high school, but it was like one of the best times of my life.
It was good. It was very good. Yeah. I was just too drunk to say that I peaked because I don't remember all of it.
Yeah, there's that.
But yeah, college I was blacked out. I mean, my mom was just like, I don't want you, because my sister was assaulted when she was 15. So by the time I got that age, my mom was like, do whatever you want, but do it here. You
right.
can have as many friends over as you want. So we would get fucked up.
Mm. Probably why they didn't want you guys, people going to your house, because they were getting all fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. But when I was little, they were like, what's going on with this?
Right.
And there was just no food in the house ever. And it was like a contractor's home. And they were like, just come here. But yeah, it was very, my thing with alcohol is I would drink it as candy.
Yeah.
Like I would be like, I'm going to drink wine because it's food.
Yep.
And I would just get shithouse, and I would consume it the way people do food. I wasn't yep. trying to get more fucked up. I was just trying to consume.
Yes, I love to consume.
Yeah.
I love consumption.
It's crazy.
And I used to drink too before I would go on stage, have a little Adderall, drink, and I'd be like, oh, I got the perfect cocktail.
When did you quit?
So I've been in and out a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But I stopped, probably, I'd say it was like 6 years ago where I was like, you got to stop with the drinking. But then that was tough because like I used to love drinking and then doing stand-up. It was fun. Yeah. It was very conducive.
Yeah.
So then it was like kind of like a relearning where I'm like, all right, what is this like without like beer? Like I love beer,
yeah.
vodka.
I never drank before going on stage. The one time I almost had a poop pants thing.
Really?
Yeah, like I panicked a little bit.
Yeah.
But my thing was I couldn't fuck without drinking. Like I'd be like, what? I'm just me and this person are just gonna talk until we have sex. No way. I have to get like weird. I have
totally.
To change my mentality.
You gotta get
so that was the hardest thing.
Comfortable.
Like, yeah, I had to just like date somebody for 3 weeks and then have sex with them, which was so new. It was crazy.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
Oh, 15.
Okay, so pretty young.
Pretty young.
Pretty young.
Real young. Yeah.
So I had a thing because I was in the closet. I said, I'm not having sex until I'm 18. But this is not fair.
Oh.
But this is not fair because I was gay, so it wasn't hard for me not to have sex. You know what I mean?
Because you hated the idea.
Because I didn't want to do it anyway.
Yeah.
But I was like doing blowjobs and handjobs, and I was like, I can't have sex until like I'm 18. And I made my poor friends in high school do a pact where like I was like, no, we're having sex until we're 18. And they were like, oh, I want to have sex with my boyfriend. I'm like, yeah. We got to wait. And
that's
then
good.
Years later, I was like, sorry about that. Like, I...
Did they wait?
They, like, tried. They're like,
yeah.
I'm 17, but I really want to have sex. And then yeah. they, like, you know, one by one.
17 is so late.
17 is... But doesn't that still seem so young, too, to have
yeah,
sex?
I don't know. I was shoving shit in there at freaking 13 years old. You
God,
know what I mean? I was...
Yeah. Shoving it. But it's like, you don't even know your body that well. It's, like, hard to, like... But maybe it's different. Maybe if I was straight, I would have, like... I bet if I was straight, I would have been shoving it in too.
Yeah.
But if I think if I was straight, I don't think there's any world where, I think even if I was a guy, like a cis guy, I think I would be a gay guy.
Yeah. Wait, if you're a cis guy, you think you'd be?
I think I'd be a gay guy. I just can't picture being like totally straight. But sometimes
yeah.
I feel like I'm straight. I don't fucking know, but because I don't think about being gay that much. And when I'm around like lesbians and they talk about being lesbian, like I don't really like connect to that either.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Because
I've never felt like part of that group necessarily. And I usually connect the best sexually with bisexual women. But that makes sense. That makes sense.
Do you connect with straight men?
Yeah, I like straight men.
So lesbians, too crunchy, too hippie, too hairy. Like that kind of thing?
I like lesbians. I just never felt like, totally like relating to the, in college, I had some friends that would be like playing on like the rugby teams, and they would go to those parties, and like I didn't ever feel really comfortable with that.
Was it too women like warrior women vibes, like
maybe.
Pubic hairy?
Even though I support that, like I'm
yeah.
like yeah, like absolutely.
Because one of my moms is super pubic hairy woman warrior vibe, and then the other is like CrossFit. You know, her, you know, doctor was like, I think you are trans. And
right.
she was like, fuck you, you know. But she's very like that. And I feel like she has a lot of straight male friends, whereas the other mom has a lot of like lesbian friends.
Right.
And the difference is one is like bro-y and the other's like hippie.
Right.
You know?
I do get along well with straight guys.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's such a like, there's so many like overlaps of stuff, but I do get along well with men too. But I would say in college, most of my friends were straight women and then guys. And then I had some lesbian friends, but I've just never like felt like, or like even when it's been like, oh, market yourself more to lesbians. Now I love it when lesbians come to shows.
Yeah.
But I used to feel like, oh, I'm going to disappoint them because I'm not talking about like what they.
The vibrators.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Even though I'm pro all that stuff.
Like, I have a lot of lesbians come to my shows just to tell me that I'm gay. So many. It's crazy.
I used to open for Carly Aquilino, and she would have so many lesbians at the shows. So
the
many.
Best audience.
I don't know if they would tell her she was gay, though.
They always tell me I'm gay.
Really?
And I'm not gay. My moms are just gay.
Right.
And the other thing is women come on to me so much stronger than dudes, and I'm so scared of them.
Yeah, because they probably, they probably feel like it's like a safe thing to do. But I don't ever.
It does not feel safe.
I don't feel comfortable. I don't know why people would ever want to hit on someone that is not their sexuality.
They love it.
But they
because they're bi, and they're like, you would experiment with me. It's not like full, it's bisexuals who are like, we are queer, you're queer in some way, come with us, we'll show you. And I'm like, you don't realize that the thing I'm attracted to is men who basically despise me.
Yes,
like,
right.
I basically want somebody who's like, I'm not interested, and then I'm like, okay, let's hang
out.
Let's
go.
But women who are like, come, I'm like, that's so intimidating.
The opposite. Yeah, I get that.
It's very scary.
I think when people feel more powerful hitting on someone, too, that they know is not going to be like, all right, let's fucking go.
Yes.
Because I have a guy friend who's straight, he's pretty short. I've never seen women get more aggressive with someone than they used to with this guy. And I was like, I think it's because they don't feel threatened by you because, like, they could take you kind of thing.
That's very interesting.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
Or, like, I had a lot of women, too, where it'd be like, they would really get into, like, you know, get into kink stuff quick, which is great. But I would be like, there was, like, a phase where I was like, every single person I was with would want me to, like, choke them, hit them in the face, spit them, blah, 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 do the whole thing. And I was like, I wonder why this, it, like, what am I giving out that's, like, that person will, like, do that.
Yeah. And,
I'm down.
You won't kill them.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. I think it's like a safer space to play that out.
Totally.
I think.
Yeah. I think, yeah. If I ask a man to choke me now, it's like you might, I'm worried that they'll do a stupid retard strength thing where they'll just like really hurt me. Whereas if it was a woman, I would be like, you know, you have some maternal instincts not to snap my neck. But where a man just might be like, get too excited because they're being dominated by their dick. You know?
I wonder if a guy would actually do that. I bet
I
they would know.
Have guys go too hard.
Really?
Oh yeah. I mean not too hard like sexually, but I've like had like play fights with men and then been like, okay, you actually just did hurt me because you weigh more than me,
right?
And you're kind of dumb.
And are they like?
yeah. They get too amped, way too amped. I mean, Ian on our podcast every day will just get hyper and just punch me, and I'm like, dude,
hurts.
We got to switch sides so we can hit the other side now. It's crazy.
I remember arm wrestling with this guy. We were kind of drunk, and he just like. Boom, annihilated me. And he was like, and I was like, yeah, you're so much bigger than me. Like, just that you even actually went for it and didn't even put up a like,
yeah.
But
it reminds me of the Elon Hill Hitler thing where it's just like this manic energy.
Crazy.
Where you're like, you just geeked out.
I feel
you
like
geeked
I've
out.
Been so self-absorbed that I haven't even been following what he's been up to, but I get little like things of it.
Yeah.
And then I hear about it at comedy shows.
It's too
shows.
Grim. It's too sci-fi. It's like bizarre that it's happening. But yeah, he just threw up the Hell Hitler sign.
That's
but he did it in the manic energy, stupid man way of just being like, you know, like the kid at the, you know, the kid who throws the basketball directly at your face because he gets too excited that he has it. It's awful. It's crazy.
Did you play sports?
My whole family played sports except for me.
I didn't play sports either. No good. No.
Wow.
People get surprised by it. No coordination.
No coordination.
None.
No coordination. Couldn't figure out the point of it.
No.
I was like, I have my friends who are getting fucked up with me.
Exactly. I want to smoke pot.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hang out with these hot girls who are skinnier than me and better. And they have their whole like clique that is very intimidating. And they're not dark and spooky like me. I was not them.
I never did goth though.
Oh, yeah.
There wasn't many goth kids at my school, but I never got into that. And any type of, like, witchcraft stff sometimes gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. I got into Wiccan.
I never got that into that, but I am open to, like, crystals and open to energy stuff. I just don't know much about it.
I don't either. I just knew that I wanted to make boys fall in love with me, so I got a lot of, like, love spell books and
that's
stuff
fair.
Like that. Yeah. I was, like, and the goth thing was, mainly to cover my body.
Fair.
But I've always been into like punk music or, you know, I mean at that age it was like Good Charlotte.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was like, but I also just thought I was like a cutter.
I tried getting into that, couldn't I did it.
Yeah.
Like, I would cut myself, all that.
Yeah.
But I didn't love it. Like, I was, like, doing it because I was, like, I should be doing this.
That's a big thing. People do that a lot.
It's where they just don't get into it.
They feel like they should do it.
I feel like I should. I was, like, I'm anxious. I'm depressed. Like, I want to feel something. And I used to go through and try, like, punch stuff. But the cutting, like, it was, like, so, like, not performative, but it was kind of, my heart wasn't in it. It wasn't hard.
Yeah.
It was very, like, lackluster.
Totally. Mine was, like, secret. Deep,
right?
A few. It wasn't a lot of little ones. Yeah, it was like very like I'm dissociating so hard, and I would do it, and then I remember like getting into punk also because I could cover it
right
with the glovies and stuff like that, and nobody would see it. So it all.
What made you stop doing it?
What made me? I just stopped. My body was showing. My arms were showing. I also started getting like faint. Like blood started like now even thinking about it I pass out, but at the time I was on so many antidepressants.
I used to get so me too
deal. Yeah,
I would just take handfuls of them.
Yeah,
I was on
us like 10 remember
me
it was
too
like, they'd be like, this is for the anxiety that this one gives you, and then this is for it was crazy.
I was on so many. I was on like bipolar medicine,
me
like
too.
So much shit.
I had these things that you'd snap open and take it every
click,
day
click, 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 yeah click. It's not like I remember I had this psychiatrist Fred who would just like I'd go into his office, we'd like shoot the shit. And he had this book of like about all these different pills, and I'd be like, "Oh, I think I feel that," and I was just popping pills all the time.
Wow,
just
it's crazy. I know. And then I got off them suddenly because Jim Carrey said he did that.
Did it work?
No, I had a horrific meltdown, and then had to get back on Prozac.
Yeah,
and now I'm on Prozac.
Just Prozac.
Yeah,
because when I stopped taking the Wellbutrin and Zoloft, I felt better.
Yeah.
Until then, I didn't. And then I was like, oh, this is too... I do think I could have, like, re-regulated, but, like...
What are you on now?
Zoloft, Wellbutrin, and then sometimes I take my Vyvanse.
Yeah.
But it, like, messes up my sleep and, like, all this stuff. And it makes me feel kind of, like,
Zoloft
robotic.
Zoloft's
anxiety.
Oh, anxiety.
Wellbutrin is antidepressant. But I've been on stuff so long that part of me, why I wanted to go off was, like... I was like, I don't even know... Like, I've been on those pills for, like... I've been on something since I was, like, eighth grade. So I was like, maybe... I need to like see what I feel like. Are we supposed to be on these things forever? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did the Wellbutrin fix the gut health thing or the anxiety?
It's so tough to say because it was like when I went back on all the pill, it's so hard to know what's what because there's like so many open variables.
Yeah.
But I don't think I don't know what the Wellbutrin did. Also, it's like I was always like introducing so many new things at the time. I would go on Wellbutrin and Zoloft. But that was when I went back on it. I think I was like 26. I had this psychiatrist who was like, in retrospect, he was good because he was like, I'm not going to give you just a bunch of pills. And I was like, I want a bunch of pills. And he was like, we're going to do Zoloft, see how that goes, then Wellbutrin. And I kept pressuring him to like give me more, 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 because I thought, because it's probably the consumption, I'm like, give me something. And then I just didn't even, it's like, it's too hard to know like what affects what, because there's only so many different things going on.
Yeah.
Like, I feel better now, but also now I get my sleep. I try to fucking this and that.
Yeah.
I still get, like, I mean, like, I still get stress. I used to always be, like, picture, like, blowing my brains out as a way to, like, fall asleep.
Yeah.
Suicidal ideation.
Yeah.
I still get that a little bit, but not really as much.
Well, sometimes that can be just intrusive thought.
Yeah.
Like, thing. Like, I take Prozac, just if I don't, the thoughts loop and loop and loop. And
right.
Loop. So I have to, like, stop that. Or else I could do it. I could do the discipline of stopping it and doing exposure therapy all the time, every time the thoughts started looping. But the Prozac just slows it down so that I can be like, that's a stupid thought.
Yes.
And I just am, it's just the best. I love it.
I've been trying to do it. I wanted to do exposure therapy, and I wanted to do, you know, the therapy where it's like.
EMDR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to do that. My therapist was like, I don't think that would be good for you. And I was like, come on. Like,
EMDR is for if you have traumatic events that you have to work through in your head.
That's what I was thinking. Because I was like, I got a couple things. I was like, I want you to like do. And she was just, she's not having it. I was like, come on. Then I'll move my eyes. Like,
can she do EMDR?
She's trained in it. I was like, I'll come in person. Like, because I was like,
why does she want you to do it?
She thinks it wouldn't work for me. She's like, I don't know. I think you need, she's like, I think you would just like, she's like, I think you're looking for like a quick, like you want to get hypnotized and get snapped out of it. Like, you not have to, like, do all the talk stuff. But, like, I want someone to be, like replay these things and me go, and then it'd be all better.
EMDR, you can do it to yourself by thinking, by reliving the experience in your head and just looking back and forth between two things very slowly. That you can just do that because that's all it is. It's just moving from left hemisphere to right hemisphere.
Ooh.
But when I did it, it was buzzers in my hands. And then
interesting.
They walked me through this whole thing. And It works, but I mean, it's hard to tell. I mean, I think
it's hard to tell.
I don't, I'm like therapy. I have no idea if it's helping. I don't know if I'm in like recovery work is does help, but it's like this amalgamation of, I have to take some things my therapist
great
says,
word.
This, you know, I have to be yep. like, not that, but, you know, like, cause he's like, do this, da, da. And I'm like, dude, I can't, you're telling me to be somebody I can't be. Whereas like, you know, the recovery work is like, accept yourself, love yourself. So
right.
the mixture really helps. But yeah, I'm interested in like somatic therapy.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
Because also it's like you have to be in a clear enough headspace to then be like, I'm going to take this and not that. Because I yeah. feel like when you're in a really dark place, you're just like, yeah, yeah, what do you think? Give me this. You don't even know because you're just desperate.
So, I can't say no to anybody. Mm. If my therapist is like, do this, I'm like, I will do that. And then I do it and it blows up in my face. I'm like, yeah, what was I thinking? You know, I'll be like, I'm annoyed at this. And I'll be like, well, just fire that person. And I'm like, and it's like, I have to think about it as like the father and mother. Like I have to
yeah.
think about him as like the dad being like, just do it, kid. And then the mother of recovery work being like, you're perfect in every way.
Right.
And like there has to be a balance in some.
My therapist never tells me specific stuff to do. She's very like Buddhist. So she'll like.
I like that.
It's very like, because I kind of would like it if she gave me like an assignment or something. Like if yeah. she told me to fire someone or do something like that, I'd be like, fucking done. Like, let me know.
Yeah.
But then it's like
then you fire somebody and you're like, fuck.
Shit.
And then you don't want to make your Oops. Therapist feel bad. So you can't be like, that was a bad idea.
Bad call.
Last, yeah. Yeah. Okay, wait. I just want to see if I have to text Caitlin that I can't make it or if I can make SoulCycle.
SoulCycle.
Have you been?
No.
It's pretty fun.
But I like that stuff. I like where they like. I like that because that helps me focus too when I'm doing it.
It really helps just to have the music playing
yep.
and you do what the man says. And you think I can be 9 minutes late? They won't let me in. You think they'll let me in? It's a good question.
I bet at 9 minutes you can do it.
You think?
I think.
How long have we been going? Does it say? 51? Yeah, 51. That's plenty.
Wow, I like this.
Dang.
I didn't even notice that.
You.
I like that.
Yeah, my friend made it. It's beautiful.
That's cool.
Okay, let's see if I can make. I think 9 minutes. You think that's fine?
I think it should be okay.
Really?
They shouldn't box you out. You're trying to cycle.
Let's see. Well, let me see. I'll call Caitlin really quick. Because she's probably already there.
Are you doing shows tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you doing shows?
I'm doing 2 spots. And then I go to a wedding this weekend. And then I go to Seattle. And then I'm in Vegas again.
Are you there yet? I'm going to, if I leave right now because the podcast went late, I'm going to be 9 minutes late. Well, is that bad? Really? Okay. Okay. Okay, bye. She thinks it's okay.
I think it's okay.
You think it's okay?
I think it'll be okay. Really good, though.
I think they're going to be like...
Were they going to like box you out?
Let's do it.
You can do it.
All right. I want to talk to you forever.
Anytime.
Will you come back?
I would love to.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I love podcasting.
You're very good at it.
It's my favorite thing to do. I got to start a podcast. I just got to figure it out. I got to start podcasting, though. I love podcasting. I used to do it with Carly and then Mateo and I, but then now I got to start one again.
You got to do it. Come do this one all the time.
I'd be honored.
Yeah. You're the best.
You're the best.
This was so fun.
Thank you.
I'm going to try and make this so that I don't
do it. Run.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.